kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yep.
You either go
Welcome
to church
back.
Or you're going to go to
All right. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This is Friday, March 4th, 2022. We're headed into the weekend. I'm going to say what you're thinking. Well, some of us are thinking, and we've been talking about it. Is it just a coincidence? You know, we have all these folks. Alan Watt, Rick Adams, Charlotte Isserby. Obviously, Mr. Stadmiller, who, you know, always said, call him John. His father is Mr. Stadmiller. Now, Ralph Winterroad, people will say, but, you know, they were all old. I mean, look how old Charlotte Isserby was. For the last 20 years, she looked like she was 100 years old. Well, yeah, but these people are all still spry. Not laying around waiting to die. So, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's just a coincidence, but it's interesting. You know, and speaking of that, the circumstances surrounding Andrew Breitbart's death are still curious. You know, the young man, I forget his name, who apparently was the only eyewitness who disappeared. He had a Jesus Campos sort of moment. Where did he go? Where were you? I think it was, what, 2 weeks or a month or something? He was just unfindable. And then he goes from being hysterical on the scene to, yeah, nothing to see here. It was just, there was nothing. I don't know. I didn't see anything. Really? You know, if you read about the circumstances surrounding Breitbart's death and the way that, you know, he was described by some folks, very, very strange. What happened? You know, was it a DEW kind of situation? It kind of sounded like it. And now we have, again, you know, we are blanketed in wireless technology everywhere. And even if you want to escape it, I mean, how do you do that? Your neighbors don't care. They're not as concerned. It's really something. It's really pretty remarkable what's going on. Yeah, you know, I could get rid of the wireless router, but it's so inconvenient. Why would I do that? How inconvenient is it? Have you tried it? Well, no, but it just sounds inconvenient. Wow, that's pretty lazy. That sounds pretty lazy. This stuff might kill you. Yeah, but the experts say, well, what if the experts are paid to say? Well, still, I mean, I'm not dead right now, and neither are you, so... You know, that would be too obvious, wouldn't it? It's a fascinating thing to watch as it unfolds. To the phones, John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris, I'm going to have to start making mental notes. To add to your list a little bit, Rob Skiba,
yeah,
who I knew personally, 52 years old, very healthy, and Glenn in Philly, not obese, former Army helicopter pilot, working on a project called the SEED Project based on Genesis 6, where he had spent a ton of his own money developing a entertainment based on truth called the SEED Project. So if you go to YouTube and you check out SEED, you know, and Russ Dizdar, who granted was overweight, but you look at the truth that man had been telling for years.
Mm-hmm.
It's all interesting that it happens so quick. It's almost like, okay, we gotta get rid of some people.
Well, and again, speaking of the
plausible deniability.
Exactly. And speaking of the overweight and the diabetes, again, I say, well, then let's hear from Dr. Magda Havas and let's have that discussion. And while we're at it, why don't we add in Stephanie Seneff and let's talk about all of these environmental forces that are conspiring to not just harm, but to kill people.
Well, we are enemies of the state, you know. Orwell may have been one of them, but he told us truth. In a day of deceit, telling the truth will be a revolutionary act. And yeah. When you're telling the truth in the midst of all this, it cannot be allowed. So that's where we're at. As far as Dr. Cohen, so, did I understand you to say that the link I need to be looking for is 5G causes, or does 5G cause coronavirus? Is that where you played from the day before yesterday?
Yeah, the title is Coronavirus Caused by 5G? Question mark by Thomas Cowan, comma, MD, and it's posted on BitChute by earthnewspaper.com, that channel.
Okay, well, I'll be able to find that then. And then the reason I said I had to make a note is I had something profound to say, as usual. The train has once again left the tracks. So, you know, it's just amazing. You know, when you're talking about, and for those that may not have heard the thing from Steiner, I found a little five-minute clip on YouTube where they were actually reading from one of his lectures.
Which is what we played yesterday also. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was probably the one, so I found that.
Mm-hmm.
That is unbelievable, because mm-hmm. you and I and others have been saying since the onset of this vaccine that that's what it's all about. And if you remember, one of the side effects from a woman, I think it was in Alabama when they were first clinical trials of the vaccine, reported a side effect that she's no longer able to sense God. And she was a Christian
right.
that had taken the vaccine thinking she was doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can imagine the joy in the presence of the CDC and those at Harvard involved in genetic tampering. We did it. We did it. It's alive. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the Funvax that you brought up yesterday,
mm-hmm.
where they actually are talking about spreading a vaccine through a virus to make people normal again, because it's not normal to have fundamental religious beliefs. Whether you're a Hindu, a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, or any other religion, if you have strong religious beliefs, they've got to fix you. That was in 2008, and we have such a trust in our government that we think, well, that'd be great. We could make the Muslims in Afghanistan, they would become normal like us.
And again,
like you say so many times, who decides who they're going to apply it to?
Right, and speaking of that, I mean, so when Freud comes over 100 years ago and says they don't realize it was Jung, I think, that he was saying it to, right, that they don't realize we're bringing them the plague. When you can shift people from the bedrock of, biblical foundation that doesn't change, like you have reminded us, you know, there are the proverbs that remind us, don't move the ancient boundaries. When you can shift people from that to this field of psychology, for example, then where does it go? Because the DSM itself has changed so many times over the years. I mean, I've talked about how in the 60s the DSM called homosexuality aberrant behavior, and now it's just a lifestyle choice. So what happens when that becomes your foundation? And the answer is, for instance, you know, speaking of the DSM, I've mentioned from Wikipedia, the narcissistic personality disorder, or you can really insert any disorder. And if you read the DSM, because of man's sinful fallen nature, we can ascribe any number of so-called personality disorders to anybody. But in the Wikipedia entry for narcissistic personality disorder, It states that the DSM-5 indicates that in order to qualify as symptomatic of NPD or, again, any personality disorder, person's manifested personality traits must substantially differ from social norms. So what happens when this becomes your foundation? What happens when society is corrupted along the lines of what someone like a Theodore Adorno envisioned, and now a person who's healthy and well-adjusted
is abnormal?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what does the Bible say, Chris? Meddle not with those that are given to change, and I for their end, how does that go? For their end shall come quickly, or something to that effect. I used to be able to quote it verbatim. But meddle not with those that are given to change.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and what did we hear beginning in 2008? Time for change.
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Yes, you know, who can
14
what?
Years later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what word am I looking for? It's spitting in the face of God when he says, well, you really shouldn't. It's mm-hmm. pride. Yes, we can.
Yeah, yeah.
Play that
yeah,
backwards.
It's I would say hubris. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Watch what that says in Audacity. Play it mm-hmm. back, and you can hear it clear as a bell. There, back masking, reverse speech, it's all, and we say, well, that's Art Bell stuff. No, it's, what was it that Crowley said? You've got to learn to speak backwards, read backwards. You know, if they're exchanging evil for good and bitter for sweet, and they're calling what is not, then if you're a healthy minded because of the renewing of your mind by the gospel, and everyone else isn't, you're not normal.
Yeah.
So we got to fix you. I don't know, Chris. I mean, I do know, but I can't formulate the words. And you played another thing, and I wish you could play that again, talking about the vaccine. You played it coming off one of the breaks yesterday, where it was basically saying that if you succumb to being forced to take the vaccine,
right, you don't get freedom, you get privileges. Yeah,
you're
privileged.
That was outstanding, and you need to put that somewhere where it doesn't go away.
That's actually where it was played from. I ripped a copy of that, and that is literally from where we played it.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go. I'll make room. But to Glenn, he was... Rob Skiba was not obese, man. He was a healthy, very, very, very healthy 52-year-old man that got sick and within a month had been on a ventilator. And his wife was sick as well. And then Dizdar and his wife both died.
Yeah.
It's too coincidental to be coincidence.
And, you know, we could go on from there. I mean, it wasn't in the COVID era, but, you know, Dave McGowan, for example, all of a sudden he's going to really blow the lid off of Laurel Canyon and Lookout Mountain and all of the connections from, you know, the music industry to military intelligence and Burning Man and et cetera, et cetera. And suddenly he gets cancer and dies.
Well, it makes you wonder about a lot of people that maybe have been involved in the cabal, and the only way out is through death. So maybe, you know, you make your deal. Dylan said it. Hey, I'm just keeping my end of the bargain.
A talentless hack who made a deal and suddenly, wow.
And admits it. Admits it.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, I'll let you go. Thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thank you, John. Much appreciated.
All right.
As always.
Take care.
So Proverbs 22:28, do not move the ancient boundary which your fathers have set. Or Proverbs 23:10, do not move the ancient boundary or go into the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is strong. He will plead their case against you. And the fatherless is interesting. They're orphans. And, you know, you think of, a companion passage, James 1:26 and 27. If anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this. Yeah, what is it? What is pure and undefiled religion? To visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. And when you understand biblical sort of foundational precepts, you know, that sin separates all of us from God, then you understand we're all orphans. So that's a very provocative concept, I think. Anyway, speaking of all this stuff that John and I are talking about, I think of, you know, Matthew 24. It's frustrating. George Bernard Shaw, you know, Man and Superman, the future belongs to the unreasonable man. And, you know, most of us, I mean, I want to say I'm a reasonable man, but, you know, this is the Machiavellian age of the Copernican Revolution, so it's frustrating. It gets you know, wearisome quickly when you're constantly, you know, you're Kevin Bacon in Animal House and there's a stampede all around you. You're saying, all is well, you know, just calm down, all is well, it's okay. But there's a stampede and people are being stampeded and they don't realize that, again, perception is reality. You don't need to get excited and overreact. But, you know, Jesus is saying, he's talking about what's going on. And in the NASB, he says, at that time, many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. Again, how do you distinguish the charlatan from the sincere and authentic? Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. And so you can just sort of imagine in the King James, it's iniquity. And so what does that mean? You know, and you have these folks like John was saying, you know, Crowley, you know, pulling back the curtain a little bit, peeling back the veneer on the esoteric and saying, you know, we're going to flip everything upside down and backwards. That's lawlessness. We have the rules of the road, so to speak. And then the, you know, Fabian eugenicists like George Bernard Shaw come along and kick over the chessboard or the apple cart or whatever and say, nah, there are no rules. The future belongs to the unreasonable man. The reasonable man conforms himself to the rules of the road, so to speak. And the unreasonable man says, you know what? Nah, I'm going to throw it all out. And that has become the order of the day. Like I said, you know, we have all of these presumptions that we make. What if all this wireless technology is harmful? Cowan's research is, and his hypothesis or hypotheses are fascinating. You know, listen to what he says about water, for example. And, you know, that's not far removed from the, you know, establishment scientific position that our bodies are mainly comprised of water. So what happens when you start disrupting, you introduce volatility to water? Is there some deleterious or harmful effect? I mean, I think it's a legitimate question. Can we not ask the question? Apparently not, according to the detractors like Alex Barrazo. How quacks become millionaires. Okay, well, how do we ask questions? Well, you have to be in a scientific setting. You have to be at some major university. You have to have your study funded by... Okay, well, but how does that work? You know, where is Royal Rife's technology? Where is his research? Where is Tesla's research? Just saying. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
I'm sure it's clear and plain to read. It's
All right, so, you know, I guess real quick in this segment, short segment, it's fascinating. The things that are right out in plain sight that should get us asking questions instead of adhering to this religious devotion, Alex Barrazo. Not to pick on Alex, but, I mean, shouldn't we always be curious? If we hold to a religious fanaticism, then doesn't that kind of, I don't know, doesn't that make us vulnerable or susceptible to kind of a willful blindness, in a sense? Barrazo wrote in his piece, again, How Quacks Become Millionaires, 5G COVID Doctor Will Sell Supplements. According to an actual real-life medical doctor named Thomas Samuel Cowan, viruses don't make people sick. He must have missed that lecture in medical school. Barrazo adds parenthetically, and I would ask, Alex, have you looked into where the funding for medical school comes from? Who, you know, really kind of guided and shaped the industry? Even NPR knows, you know, the Flexner Report and medical education. Been 100 years. And look, this is from Abraham Flexner's description of kind of America school that he reported on 100 years ago. The schools he wrote were essentially private ventures, no money making in spirit and object. Well, why would you? Because it's, you know, the Hippocratic Oath. It's not, you know, we have a drug and we will pay you handsomely if you recommend it. Anyway, Alex, have you looked into the Flexner Report discussion? I don't know. So Barrazo writes, instead, our bodies produce viruses after they get sick. Bad DNA caused by 5G is how the coronavirus was born. See, it all makes sense in bizarro world. That's what Barrazo wrote. And so there is this companion article, you know, there are the related articles. Conspiracy theory about Bill Gates' COVID vaccine doesn't make logical sense. And I would just say it's curious, you know, our willful blindness or ignorance. You know, remember that Reddit discussion Bill Gates did, that live Reddit thing? Or maybe it was Bill Gates, maybe it wasn't. You know, where he basically said, you know, yeah, the implantable technology is where it's at. I forget exactly how that was phrased. It was sort of plausibly deniable. But in addition to that, I would say, how is it just magic? How does this guy remake his image over and over? There was the antitrust stuff. No one liked him. And now, you know, and then around the same time, you know, there was the Gates Foundation. There used to be the Population Control Council, but again, Lori Schwab Zabin reminds us, no, we don't say population control. That's a bad word now. She said it. And now it's family planning. It was population control at the Gates Foundation. That's a historical fact. That's interesting. But there are the other things that should get us wondering about this guy's character. What do you know about Jeffrey Epstein? Never met the man. Actually, it looks like you met him. Well, I met him, didn't have anything to do with him. Well, you know, it looks like you had something to do with him. Well, I was trying to get money from him for the foundation work. It looks like you gave him money. Yeah, well, see, what had happened was that was a way to prime the pump. Okay, but you didn't have anything else to do with him? No. But you flew on his plane. Why not your plane? And there's more. Doesn't this call into question this person's character immediately? Why are we listening to this college dropout on health? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, March 4th, 2022. Go to the phones in a second, but let me just hear me out. Let me make this point, which I think is valid. So Alex Barrazo is among the detractors of Cohen and anybody who would challenge the establishment narrative. Who funds the establishment narrative? Bill Gates single-handedly is the largest funder or underwriter of the World Health Organization through the Gates Foundation, and I think it's just Gates and Gavi or Seppi, I forget which one, but those two make Gates the largest contributor to the World Health Organization, even more than the United States government. So who's underwriting all of this? You know, I've read from the talks where, you know, Gates Foundation executives are saying right from their notes that you can find on the Gates Foundation website that now they're underwriting Hopkins, they've partnered with Hopkins, which is where we get all of this COVID nonsense and all of the wargaming of it. The Gates Foundation was a co-sponsor, along with the World Economic Forum and others, of the Event 201, which is a curious coincidence of timing, especially considering all of the talks, the TED Talks, for example, and things that Bill Gates said, that weird remark that he made at the 2017, You know, the AP archive clip on YouTube that is titled Gates Millions Could Die from Bioterrorism. It was the, I hate it when that happens. The Munich Security Conference is what it was. Millions of people could die from a virus. You know, and so you think about what Thomas Cowan said, and then what does Bill Gates have to do all of this, and Alex Berzo? I'll get to that. Just hold on 1 second. So Gates says, we also face a new threat. Actually, you know what? Maybe we'll just let him say it. It's a minute. Let me just grab that real quick, and we'll just let him say it. Listen to what he says. Conspiracy theorists, they're all wackos. Conspiracy theorists like Bill Gates. And if anybody would know about releasing something from a laptop, this arch supervillain probably would. That was fun. Fun and exciting. Bill Gates at the 2017 Munich Security Conference. Remember, he had some weird remarks this year, too. A lot of weird things said at the Munich Security Conference every year. The clip. 2017, AP Archive on YouTube. Gates, millions could die from bioterrorism. Bioterrorism. Who is deeply embedded in the biotech industry? Who has the means? Who has the motive? Who has the opportunity? Oh, we don't think like that anymore. We don't investigate crimes like that, except when we do. But we don't do it when, you know, a beloved figure like Bill Gates is in view. We kind of check our common sense and critical thought at the door, because it's a religion. It's religious devotion. Can we play Bill Gates? Can we play that clip, please? I assume it's not playing.
We also face a new threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu. So the point is that we ignore the strong link between health security and international security at our peril. Whether it occurs by the quirk of nature or at the hand of a terrorist, epidemiologists show through their models that a respiratory spread pathogen would kill more than 30 million people in less than a year. And there is a reasonable probability of that taking place in the years ahead. This is also
is he a conspiracy theorist? And again, he's the bank robber. In my humble estimation, this is the bank robber telling you the bank's about to get robbed, just in simple terms. So what does Bill Gates have to do with Alex Berzo? How quacks become millionaires? Well, Alex has written some other things. Speaking of detractors, Alex Berzo, PhD. Like this article, conspiracy theory about Bill Gates' COVID vaccine doesn't make logical sense. Really? Well, you know, Bill Gates is, as Berzo believes Bill Gates, perhaps the greatest philanthropist the world has ever known, has become the target of unhinged, self-contradictory conspiracy theories that are disturbingly popular. Well, speaking of self-contradictory, Alex, you wrote that Tom Cowan is an actual real-life medical doctor. So you acknowledge that, and apparently that's an important thing. You're a PhD yourself. But what does that mean, you're a PhD? I mean, it means, well, I will set that aside for the moment. Anyway, Cowan, a real-life medical doctor. Is Bill Gates a real-life medical doctor? Because it's my understanding he's a college dropout. He didn't even graduate college, let alone medical school. So it's interesting that you hold him in such high regard, and anyone who would challenge him, what you regard with such contempt, unhinged, self-contradictory. You sound self-contradictory. And there's more. Like I said, I mean, wouldn't you question this guy's character when he says, never met the man. Okay, I met the man. Okay, I hung out with him a little bit. Okay, I flew on his plane, not mine. Okay, I gave him some money. What's the big deal? I mean, it doesn't end there. Stories, you know, who is Boris Nikolic? Fox Business. Epstein named executors former Bill Gates advisor. What's that all about? And why did Boris Nikolic run away from the executorship like, you know, dropped it like a hot potato? Whoa, no, not me. I don't want it. Why? And doesn't that kind of sound like, I don't know, it sounds like Cecil Rhodes' will somewhere on the periphery, agglomerating wealth. The Observer, Bill Gates now has his own Jeffrey Epstein problem. That was back in 2019. Then there was the Editas article in Biospace, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation crossovers dump $120 million into Editas Medicine to advance genome editing. Back to this other stuff, the Verge article, Bill Gates had a closer relationship with Jeffrey Epstein than he admitted. New York Times, Bill Gates met with Jeffrey Epstein many times despite his past. That was after Epstein was convicted, is what the New York Times even wrote. You know, so there's the Boris Nikolic story. There's the question of character and integrity with a guy who just lied repeatedly, straight-faced, about his involvement in dealings with Jeffrey Epstein. Just lied straight-faced. A guy who wrote a blog post about deceiving people intentionally. A guide to number games. About Daryl Huff's book, How to Lie with Statistics. How to Lie with Statistics is a great introduction to a crucial topic. One chapter shows how visuals can be used to exaggerate trends and give distorted comparisons. This guy is a liar, an admitted liar, who didn't graduate from college. He's a dropout, didn't attend medical school, let alone graduate. And you hold this guy in higher regard than, as you say, Alex Barrazo, an actual real-life medical doctor named Thomas Samuel Cowan. Just because you think the guy is a charlatan for breaking from the establishment narrative. You seem to have, you know, well, Chris, you don't understand. I mean, Bill Gates is a polymath. He's a very smart guy. And yeah, well, maybe Thomas Cowan's a polymath. You know, you're just not getting it, Chris. Well, maybe I just don't have the religious devotion to the subject matter that you have. Anyway, I'm not trying to pick on Alex. It's just sort of emblematic of the absurdity. You know, and there are more articles like this by Alex and others. Alex Barrazo, July 30, 2020, like herpes, new conspiracy theories erupt from anti-tech activists. Maybe the Luddites have a point, though, Alex. Maybe they're not just crazy, you know. So there's a picture of a UFO in that article. Conspiracy theories are like herpes. Once a person is exposed, he's infected for life and cannot be cured. worse, the patient is vulnerable to more conspiracy theories. And I would say, Alex, there's a provocative irony in what you write, because you don't investigate. You don't seem to really dig into anything. You say that guys like Bill Gates, you know, he's perhaps the greatest philanthropist the world has ever known. That's a religious devotion. Jeffrey Epstein, Boris Nikolic. How about, you know, three words, one name, Rick Allen Jones? Even Cairo 7 wonders how Rick Allen Jones gets a slap on the wrist when anybody else would go deep into a hole and never be heard from for the rest of their life. Cairo 7's like, I don't know. The guy, you know, obviously this is a problem. He was Bill Gates' personal assistant for a decade or more. I'm sure Bill didn't know about Rick Allen Jones' proclivities, though. How could he possibly know? I mean, it was a Google account after all. It wasn't a Microsoft account. Come on. And yet, guys like Alex Barrazo somehow demonstrate a monumental willful blindness to the facts. Is New York Times a conspiracy paper? Alex, do you consider New York Times credible? Bill Gates met with Epstein many times despite his past. You know, this is mainstream stuff. And somehow, this guy who's a college dropout, never attended medical school, who has benefited immensely from these discussions, there's the vaccine stuff, you know, from Davos, again, that he told Becky Quick at Squawk Box. Remember that? We've played that clip. Obscenely profitable, all of this stuff, and he has his hands in all of it. He's talked about, you know, if we could get rid of a few people, he did a TED Talk on it. If we could get one of these numbers down to pretty close to zero, but he didn't mean that. Well, but the Gates Foundation, one of the arms of it was the Population Control Council. Yeah, but it's family planning now. Right, and he's talked about that. If we can give people a certain standard of living, we don't have to sterilize them quite as much as we used to. We don't have to do the forceful kind of eugenics. It's more of a, you know, I'm doing it to myself. He's talked about all of that, but we're not supposed to take him at his word. I guess I'm the crazy one. It's just absolutely mind-blowing to watch. To the phones, Dave in Wisconsin, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you. When you were talking with John there, and then he asked you how you had that piece of information, and you said, I held it back. I applaud that kind of thing, because these things are they're getting censored rather quickly. But what I wanted to make a point of is that in the English-speaking world in general, there's so much controversy and so much argumentation, it's getting more difficult every day for anyone to agree on anything.
And that's all by design.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It casts confusion, but...
it's called balkanization in the big terms, but...
Right, right. Anyway, in the Bible I read is the what's called the Authorized English Version or the King James Version. And even getting someone to seriously study just that is becoming difficult. And it's like the argumentation factor. But anyway, obviously throughout the scriptures, because they're so rich in wisdom, there are metaphors and there are more literal things.
Mm-hmm.
That is one thing that anyone would have to agree on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to just mention something.
I would say it's a living word, and sometimes those things are interchangeable. Sometimes it's a, you know, things could be a metaphor, sometimes literal. It's the living word that speaks to each one of us. Not to get into that too much, you can't apply a dogmatic approach to it. It's a living word. Just like with all of us, we're living people, and you know, there are rules that we live by, but you know, to use a crude analogy, sometimes there are exceptions to the rule. That hopefully doesn't get misconstrued, but
no, exactly. And that's why it's so important to exercise caution and patience and consideration for someone else's point of view on any particular verse. But I want to read four verses in chapter 18 in Revelation. Because of this reason, there's a huge controversy here between the Catholic and the Protestant positions in terms of what she means in, for example, verse 7, I'll read that, and the Catholic position, I should say, perception. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Now the Catholic position would be, well, that's preposterous to ascribe that to Rome. That would be their position. The Protestant position is, that's Rome. And for 500 years, that's been pretty much the consistent position there from my understanding and studies, which are incomplete, but nevertheless. Then to go on, though, this is serious now. Verses 11, 12, and 13 in chapter 18 in Revelation. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. Now, that being said, Jesus, during his earthly ministry, identified dishonest people that were in certain professions, primarily ministers that were dishonest, bankers that were dishonest, and lawyers that were dishonest. And he also met with those that were humble and came to him, with Nicodemus being one of the most profound examples. But John MacArthur, before he went sideways left after the cash flow started getting too heavy to maintain positions, in 1975, it's copyrighted and it's on the older fashion. It isn't on the CD discs. It's on the older tapes. Did a great presentation on a study of Jude, which is only one page long. And it's six different recordings. It's about 5.5 hours all total. It's called Beware the Pretenders. Mm-hmm. Now, all that being said, I highly recommend anyone, if they can still get this, it's called Beware the Pretenders, and the subheading is A Study of Jude by John MacArthur Jr. Mm. Copyrighted 1975. It's hard to get now, though. But back to Bill Gates. Someone needs to bring the truth to him and call him to repentance, because his eternal soul burning in hell is at stake here, because he is counted among the wicked at this point. Mm-hmm. And whether he's apostate and beyond repentance or not is the question. Mm-hmm. So I'll leave it at that. I highly recommend people agreeing on things that are important, such as it's no disgrace to study in all sincerity from the KJV, because it was an extraordinary feat when the men that got together in different groups and brought forward to the world, the KJV, it's an extraordinary story of how that happened after it was commissioned by one of the great kings of England.
And speaking of that, I would add, speaking of, you know, to kind of what Paul says in to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, man will be lovers of self. Think just for a moment. We have all of these translations. You have translations out the wazoo at your fingertips, and yet how much do we value them? You know, inflation of any currency devalues it, and we have a proliferation of translations and inflation of the Word of God, so to speak. And so how many people will crawl 1,000 miles across broken glass just to get a little bit of it or hear it? Which is kind of why, in my mind, not to be legalistic about it, but I think, you know, going back to the foundational King James, for example, and just, you know, the thing that doesn't change, that translation doesn't change. Why do I have to hear, you know, some itching ear translation, basically? It's just a perspective and something to think about. And also what you said makes me think of the juxtaposition of Mystery Babylon in Revelation 18 versus the bride. And people say, well, the bride is the church, right? Well, what about Revelation 21, 9 and 10? Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb, just so we're not misunderstanding. Verse 10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. So Mystery Babylon, in my mind, is the counterfeit bride, basically, the harlot.
I agree. Now, one more comment about the censorship that's rapidly taking place now. There was a 3-hour and 17-minute video that was and can't be found now, at least my search, and I'm inadequate in that regard. I tried my best, but it was on the internet for years from the Queen of England, the Queen of Great Britain's Global Jubilee, or excuse me, Golden Jubilee, where David Dimbleby in the first, it was about three minutes and 17 seconds in, I think, and then for about the next 2 minutes described how the sovereign, the Queen, rules over the City of London Incorporated within the greater city, which is that's a factor. It's something that
needs
to be considered.
And again, that is why I say that is Mystery Babylon.
And I agree.
You know, that is the city,
praise
Londinium,
God,
dating back to the Roman Empire. And we've seen the beast that seemed like it was dead. No, you know what? Not so much.
Well, I very much encourage people to get a copy of this, Beware the Pretenders, because there are a lot of people that are pretending to be Christians, and they are hoodwinking a lot of people into losing their souls.
And how ironic from John MacArthur.
Yeah, he's went left sideways totally now, but this is extraordinary. It is. All right, thank you.
Dave.
God bless.
And
Godspeed.
Pat, Brian, sorry we missed you. I think it would be fun to gather up these resources somewhere. Maybe we'll talk more about that next week. It's a thing that I've wanted to do for a long time. I hope it was informative. I hope you have a great weekend. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.